This sheet is dedicated l'refuah shleimah to our dear friend Rabbi Yossi Stern. Yosef Mordechai Simcha ben Bino, shakodesh boch yishlach lo refuah shleimah min ha-shamayim l'ramach yivorov v'shisa gidov. Rabbi Yossi Stern has dedicated his life to chesed, one of the pillars of chesed of our time in his great community, a person of Torah study. I have known Yossi for many years. We even have a chavrusa together. And in the schus of Torah and chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send him a refuah shleimah min ha-shamayim l'ramach yivorov v'shisa gidov. And he should be zeichet to many more wonderful years together with his beautiful family. Yosef Mordechai Simcha ben Bino l'refuah shleimah. The topic we will be discussing today is V'shamru b'nei Yisrael as a Shabbos la'asos as a Shabbos l'doroisam bris oylom. Reb Shimon ben Menasya Omer Yume pei hayomet beis. This posuk is the source of the very basic and well-known halacha Pikuach nefesh doicha Shabbos. Pikuach nefesh overrides Shabbos and all other isurei Torah besides the big three. How do we know that Pikuach Nefesh comes before all the other mitzvahs? Based on the posuk V'shamru b'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos, la'asot es ha-Shabbos. The Gemara says, from this source we can only know Vade Pikuach Nefesh, Sofik Menolan. And therefore Shmuel, one of the greatest Amiroim, says, we have a different source. However, even though the maskon of the sugya is that we learn this aloha from V'chai behem, V'loi shiyamus behem, the Rif does bring the svora Chalel Olav Shabbos Achas Kedei Shiyishmo Shabbos Esarba. In the end of the 23rd Perek in Masechet Shabbos, Perek Shoyl, we find this drosha in the Rif. The Rambam brings it as well. However, in a very interesting context. Not in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Beis, when the Rambam deals with Pikuach Nefesh, vice versa Shabbos. Not in Perek Hei of Yesod HaTorah, where the Rambam deals with the halachas of Yehereg Valyavar Yavar V'Yal Yehereg. But Perek Beis of Hilchos Mamrim, in a totally unexpected context. The Rambam brings the halacha, basically sourced in Yevom Stav Tzadik. Yesh koach biad beizn lakadov v'men ha-toyre bekum v'asei le-migdar milta kehora'at shah. Beizn has the authority and the power to be mevatla mitzvah diuraisa in a limited fashion, in a temporary way, and only when they see a need le-hamid et adat al tilo. The Rambam explains, in an allegorical way, a moshul. Sometimes doctors, surgeons, have to amputate a limb. It is tragic, but it is totally justified to save a life. When gangrene sets in, there is no other option. We amputate, we cut off a limb to save a person's life. In the same fashion, Bazin has the authority to be mevatel one mitzvah to save all the others. Ukederach she'amru chachomim harishonim chalal olav Shabbos achas kedei she'yishmo Shabbos isharb. So we find the limud d'drosha the svar of Reb Shimon ben Menasya in with a totally different twist, but nevertheless it is found in the Rambam. And this seems to prove that this drosha is relevant. Not that it isn't correct. It isn't enough, because the drosha and the svora are relevant, are sound. They aren't enough, because we need to know that even Sofek Pikuach Nefesh Doicha Es HaShabbos, and that is the addition that we only know from V'chai Behem V'lo Shiyamus Behem. And therefore we find eight different halachas. Different halachas in the sugi of Pikuach Nefesh and Shabbos, and all these eight halachas are based not on V'chai Behem V'lo Shiyamus Behem, but only on the concept of Chalel Olav Shabbasachas Kedei Sheyishmor Shabbatot Harbe. So let's try to go through the list. Number one, on the top of the list, is the Chiddush of the Halachas Gedoilis. Rav Yehudai Gaon was one of the greatest Gedoinim, and all the Rishonim quote him with reverence. The Ramban in Toras Adam, the Ran and the Rosh, Perek Ches of Masechet Yume, deal with the question, are we Machal Shabbos to save a fetus, to save a pregnancy? A fetus is not considered a nefesh. Perek Zayim Masechet Ohalos, we learn. And to my dismay, these questions come up almost on a daily basis. When the life of the mother is in jeopardy, we abort a pregnancy. As tragic and as harsh it may be from the halachic standpoint, an abortion. But the life of the mother comes before the life of the unborn baby. That is a Mishnah Perek Zayin of Aholis. So what we learn from this Mishnah, in Ubar, a fetus is not considered a nefesh. So the question is, are we Machal Shabbos with a Malacha D'Oraisa to save a pregnancy? Halachas Gedolah says yes. The Ramban and most of the other major Rishonim agree. Why? Chalel Olav Shabbasachas Kedei Sheyishmo Shabbos Esharba. This is a halacha that we won't know from the concept of a Chai Behem V'Losh Yomes Behem, because he is not a living human being as of now. However, this is potential life. From the rationale, Chalel Olav Shabbasachas Kedei Sheyishmo Shabbos Esharba, we learn that even a potential human life is enough to override Shabbos. I quoted before the Gemara in Yuma, if we would only have the Svora of Chalel Olav Shabbasachas Kedei Sheyishmo Shabbos Esharba, we would only know Vadai Pikuach Nefesh, not Sofik. So are we entitled and actually obligated to be Machal Shabbos to save a fetus even in a situation of Sofik Pikuach Nefesh? And Sofik Pikuach Nefesh could be in two different forms. Sometimes the fetus might be in danger, but we're not sure. A pregnant woman has terrible pain in her abdomen, and maybe it has nothing to do with the pregnancy, maybe it does. It's a Sofik Pikuach Nefesh. Or a different situation when we know that the life of the fetus is in danger, but we are in serious doubt whether we can do anything about it. Both situations would be defined as Sofik Pikuach Nefesh. If this halacha is based only on the Svor of Chalel Olav Shabbasachas Kedei Sheyishmo Shabbos Esharba, how do we know that even in a Sofik situation, one should be Machal Shabbos? Shulchan Aruch Rav Shin Vav Kuntra Zachren makes a very interesting argument, and he says, after we know from Bechai Ben V'Losh Yomes Ben that even Sofik Pikuach Nefesh Doriches Shabbos, we combine the two. Bozeh V'Limed Al Zeh. From Chalel Alav, we know that potential life is like actual life to override Shabbos. From Bechai Bohem, we know that even Sofik Pikuach Nefesh is sufficient to override Shabbos. So we combine the two and we say, even a Sofik to save a potential life is enough to override Shabbos. And that is Halacha Psukim, that is accepted Halachic ruling. Number two, which in a way is an extension of number one. Fascinating. Tosis and Bava Metzia Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. We learn in the Gemara of Bava Metzia, Elyonov was a Kayan, and therefore prohibited to expose himself to Tumais Meis. So Tosis asks, how do we learn in the Navi that Elyonov performed Tchias HaMeisim for the child of the Tzorfis? And he took that child into his arms, and he carried him. That's an Issa D'Oraisa, Tumas Meis B'Koyin. So Tosis writes, Barur haya sheyechayehu v'pikuach nefesh doicho kol ha-Torah kulo. Strange pikuach nefesh. Bringing back the dead. Do we learn this from Bechai Behem? Definitely not. V'chai behem is a mitzvah given to the living, not to the dead. How could we say v'chai behem lo shiyames behem regarding a mace? He already died. We want to bring him back to the land of the living. It is only from Kedesh Yishmo Shabbos Harba that we can learn this halacha. After all, after Tchiyas HaMeisim, he will once again be a Bar Chiyuva, and he will have the opportunity to observe many more Shabbosim, and therefore, this is halacha we could only know from Chalel Olav Shabbos Achas, Kedesh Yishmo Shabbatot Harba. An interesting comment. Tosis writes, Barur Hayashi Yechayehu. He was certain that he could bring him back to the living, and therefore, Pekuch Nefesh Derech Kol HaTorah Kulo. If he wouldn't be confident, if we wouldn't be sure, it's still Sofik Pekuch Nefesh Derech Kol HaTorah Kulo. Why does Tosis have to remark, Barur Hayashi Yechayehu? Well, I think Tosis obviously does not agree with the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. And therefore, only Vadai, Derech Shabbos V'Kol HaTorah Kulo, and not Sofek. Because this halacha is based necessarily on the Svara of Shamru B'nai Yisrael as a Shabbos, and therefore, it is only Vadai that we would know, and not Sofek. And that's why Tosis read Barur Hayashi Yechayehu. So obviously, this Tosis doesn't fit in with the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, but nevertheless, halacha ki Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Number three on our list is Nedorim Lamed Aleph. There's a machlokes in the Mishnah, the interpretation of the story of Moloin in Parshas Shemos and Chumash. An angel from above came to kill Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe was salvaged, was saved. What was Moshe's shortcoming? Why did this gzeira come to be? One shit in the Mishnah is Neslashel b'mitzvahs mila. He was lax regarding mitzvahs mila. Rabbi Yossi says Chas v'sholom shemoshe neslashel b'mila. So what was it? It was Neslashek b'moloin tchilo. Moshe thought, what should I do? Shall I circumcise my son and embark on the journey to go to Eretz Mitzrayim Sakonehi? That would be putting his life into jeopardy. Should I circumcise my son and wait? Kodesh Baruch Hu Amar, Lech Shov Mitzrayimo. And therefore, Moshe postponed the Mila, put it off. Shitz Megabesis asked, what do you mean, Omer Ve'etzeh Sakona? The Torah wasn't given yet. We still didn't have the mitzvah of Achai Behem V'loi Shiyomuz Behem. So, obviously, any mitzvah would override the Kuach Nefesh. Should to make basis answers, no. We still didn't have Achai Behem V'loi Shiyomuz Behem, however, Chalel Olav Shabbos Achas Kedei Shiyishmo Shabbatot Arbe. So the Should to make basis makes it clear. Before Torah was given, there is no v'chai ben v'lo shiyomes be, but nevertheless, this svora is relevant because it's a svora. Source number four. First three sources were Divrei HaRishonim, Behag, Tosfos, Shita Mekabetzes. Now we go to the middle-aged Poskim. Shein Vav Sif Yud Dalet in Hilchos Shabbos. A person that was notified in the middle of the Shabbos that his daughter, his little daughter, a little child, was snatched by the Christians and taken to Shemad, taken to be raised as a Christian. The Mechaber Paskins, he is entitled, and not only entitled, but obligated to be Mechaber Shabbos and try to save her. That's not the opinion of the Rashba, as quoted in the Beis Yosef. The Rashba says, Ein oimrem lo odom chadei kedei sheyizke chavero. This machlokes deals with the question, the contradiction between two different sugyas. Shabbos Daf Daled Erev and Daf Lamed Beis, and in Tosfos we find two different tirutzim, two different ways to reconcile the sugya. We don't have time or need in the sugya we are discussing today to delve deep into this sugya. I just very generally say that it depends on the two tirutzim in Tosfos. On both sigyas, this Tosfos appears. Shabbos Davdala, the native and Amid Beis. When do we say Asula Adam? Ein oinim rodem chetei kedei shiyis kechaveiroi. And when do we say Nichele lechoved liyeved isura kalila velo liyeved amaoretz isura rabba? Comes along the Nachlas Shiva, Simen Pei Gimel, and he says, the Rashba and the Besoysev have it all wrong. It has nothing to do with that sugya, but with a different sugya. Which one? Reb Shimon ben Menasya. Chalel olav Shabbos achas kedei shiyishmo Shabbatot harbe. If we don't do anything, this girl will be geared and raised as a Christian, and we'll never have the schus to be mekayim our mitzvahs. And therefore, one should violate Shabbos, even a melucha d'oraisa, to give her the schus and the opportunity. So the Nachlas Shiva argues, even though this drosha is found in Chazal only regarding saving a person's life, would it apply to salvaging a person's spiritual life? The Nachlas Shiva says yes. If we are Machal Shabbos to save a person's life, biologically, the same would apply to his spiritual demise. Many Achroinim reject the Nachlas Shiva. Elio Rabbe Birki Yosef and Simen Shin Vav, most adamantly, Shavus Yankov Chelek Aleph Simen Tet Zayin. And the Shavus Yankov totally rejects the Nachlas Shiva. First of all, he wonders, how could you dispute the Rashba and the Bishayis of Besvora B'Yalma without any bringing any source to substantiate your position? But then he goes on and says, the dimyon between saving a person from spiritual demise to saving his life is wrong. It has nothing to do with God Lamechtiya Yosef Menahorgoy. And we cannot learn salvaging a person from spiritual demise from saving his life when his actual life is in jeopardy. The Shavus Yankov is so angry with the Nachlas Shiva that he quotes very interesting Tosfos. I don't recall anything similar in the entire Shas. In Avodah Zorah Daf Lamed Daled, Tosfos brings a machloikis that was between Rabbeinu Ephraim and Rabbeinu Tam, two great Bali Tosfos. And Rabbeinu Tam totally rejected the opinion of Rabbeinu Ephraim. And in the last line of Tosfos, Tosfos quotes some kind of a little rhyme that Rabbeinu Tam wrote about Rabbeinu Ephraim and his psak. And I'm quoting, it's the last line of the Zohar Lamed Daled Lamed Aleph. V'kosev Rabbeinu Tam, v'hamore yore, k'ben sorer umore, v'ala yare, ruach habore. Interesting. Rabbeinu Tam was poetical, and in an interesting rhyme, rejected Rabbeinu Ephraim. The Shavus Yankov's name was also Yankov, similar to Rabbeinu Yankov Ishtam Yoishev Aholim, and he uses quoting the same formulation to reject the Svora of the Nachlas Shiva. I want to substantiate the argument of the Shavus Yankov from the Rambam. Fascinating Rambam, Perek Aleph, Me'ilchas Mila, Halacha Yud Ches. When the Rambam brings the Halacha, that if the child's life might be put into jeopardy, we push aside mitzvahs mile. This is a halacha that we learn from various sources in Shas. And when the Rambam brings this halacha, the Rambam adds, "Mepnei shefshal amuli achar zman, aval yefshal lachzir nefesh adam she'avad." When we push aside a mitzvah, override a mitzvah, we can make up for it at some later time. But if a person dies, nobody could bring back his life. The only thing that is final in our lives is death. even death is not really final, because we believe in life after death. But that is an olam haba, an olam haneshamos. In our realm of existence, only death is final. So the Rambam adds rationale to the simple halacha of pikuach nefesh doicha kol haTorah kulo. Why? Wouldn't it be enough that we know v'chai behem v'lo shiyomis behem? But that is the derech of the Rambam in many different places. So the Rambam teaches us there is some underlying and very basic principle, moral logic. Why pikuach nefesh overrides other mitzvahs? Because when you are mevatla mitzvah, the bekum v'seyor b'shevel taisa, you could in a way make up for it. You could perform it at some later time. You could do tshuva. You could do other mitzvahs to compensate. If a person dies, nobody could bring him back. Well, it's not really nobody. Reb Chananya ben Chakinu, he could. Ksuva samach beiz, Rabbe could, Megillah Dav Zayin, but that is supernatural phenomenon. So I think this Rambam proves the point of the Shavuos Yankov. We cannot learn that one is entitled to be a Mechal HaShavuos to save a person from spiritual demise from the fact that one is entitled to be a Mechal HaShavuos to save a person's life. It is not the same. And that is why the Rashi and the Beis Yosef didn't even deal with this sugya. They based the discussion on a totally other, different area. Source number 5. Chassam Sofer Tshuva Sar Chaim Pei Gimel deals with the question, when a child is mentally impaired, and by halachic category would be defined as a shayt or potam in a mitzvah, the only place we could care for his needs and maybe try to advance his cognitive abilities is an institution in which there is no Shmiya Shabbos and no Kashrus. The Chassam Sofer deals with this question at length, and his opinion is harsh. The Beis Yitzchok, Rabbi Yitzchok Shmelkes, the Rav of Lemberg, one of the great Gedolei Galitzia, Evan Ezer Chelek HaRishon, Simen Lametet, argues, presently he's not a Bar Chiyuva, there is a chance that being in this educational facility might advance his abilities and he would become a Bar Chiyuva. And therefore, Chalel Olav Shabbos Achas Kedesh Yishmo Shabbatot Arbe. So this, once again, is an argument based on an extension of this Svora. Not only when we save a person from death, but also when we bring him to the ability of Shmiyas HaMitzvahs. The most fascinating Chiddush in this area is Reb Shloime Kluger, Chokh Mishloime Rechaim Shin Chof Ches. Well, Reb Shloime Kluger is always surprising and always shocking. This is a svara only Reb Shloime Kluger could argue. We have a basic principle in Hilchos Shabbos, Shin Chof Ches Sif Yud Zayin, Sakona Seiva. When a limb is in danger, we are entitled to be Oyver on a Shavus, a malocha de rabbonin, not a malocha de urais. My halachic ruling, my opinion is that any bodily function, any damage which is irreparable, would be considered sakona seiva. But Reb Shloime Kluger argues maybe saving a person from the loss of eyesight would merit chil Shabbos even by a malocha de urais. It would be different than other sakona seiva. Why? Because the shit of Rav Yehuda bovakama peches suma potam and a mitzvahs. And therefore, saving his eyesight would be chalal olav Shabbos achas kedei sheyesh meshabos esarva. But ein halacha k'Rav Yehuda. Why? Because the chachum ha'macholik yochad v'rabim halacha k'rabim. However, ein holchem bepikuach nefesh achar harav, as we learn in Yom Daf Pei Dam. Wow. Well, on one hand, this has nothing to do with Ein Holchem B'Pikuach Nefesh Acharav. That halacha is only when the Rav and Miyot are in the Metzias, a house imploded, there are people buried under the ruins, we don't know whether they're Jewish or not. even though the majority aren't Jewish, they're in Holchem B'Kuchen Nefesh HaChararo. But in the process of halachic ruling, Yochid V'Rabbe Malochik HaRabbim applies to all areas of halacha. Whether it's B'Kuchen Nefesh or Eben Ezra Chosh Mishpat or Archaim or Yoredeya, Yochid V'Rabbe Malochik HaRabbim. Let's put this argument aside. Most of the Achronim claim, and obviously this is a very simple assumption, that assume even according to the view, there's only potter from mitzvot aseh, not from the laven, which once again makes this halachic ruling irrelevant. But even if we would say that according to the Yehuda, summa putem akolam, it says even laven, and this is a question I dealt with extensively, several different sources in my Sforim. Minchas Osho Chumash Bereishis is a very interesting essay I wrote about this question. I think it's Simen Samach Chet, Minchas Osho Bereishis. The Chiddush would be totally unreasonable because, unlike a shoita, a sum is a bardas, he could perform all the mitzvahs of the Torah. His only problem is that he isn't a bar chiyuv, so what? Rav Yosef first thought that godel mishayin mitzvahs and mishayin mitzvahs. Then he decided godel mishayin mitzvahs and mishayin mitzvahs, but it's not that much of a difference. So it's totally unreasonable to argue that to bring a person out of the category of Eina Mitzvah Voisa into the category of Mitzvah Voisa would validate Chilul Shabbos. This is very unreasonable. The last Chiddush on our list is a Chiddush L'Chumra, unlike all the previous ones that are L'Kula. Beis Meir Hilchas Shabbos, Simen Shin Lamed, brings an argument that he had with Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that Beis Meir was Rabbi Meir Posner. He was a very close friend of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and Rabbi Akiva Eiger was a tremendous admirer of the Beis Meir. So the Beis Meir paskins that you can't be Mechal Shabbos only to save a Jew who himself is a Shoyim Shabbos. Why? The Beis Meir does not go into the sugya of Mumar. That is not the point. His argument is, how do we know you could be Mechal Shabbos to save a person's life? Yishomru b'nei Yisrael as a Shabbos, la'asos as a Shabbos, chalelu lov Shabbos achas, kedei shiyishmo Shabbatot arbe. So the only justification for Chilul Shabbos is only kedei shiyishmo Shabbosos arba, and therefore if the person would not keep many Shabbosim, there is no justification to be Mechal Shabbos. Wow. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger argues, but in the Maskon of the Gemara we learn from a different source, V'chai ben v'lo shiyomes ben. Why would it make a difference whether he's a Shoyim Shabbos or not? So the Beis Meir answers, but probably Shmuel, who was an Amora, doesn't argue against Reb Shimon ben Menasseh, who was a Tana. And if according to Reb Shimon ben Menasseh, it is only Kedei Shiyish M'Shabbos Esar, but probably Shmuel would agree. So he just brings a different source, but not a different halacha. Rabbi Akiva Eiger on the other side, on the other hand, feels, well, but the halachic ruling is definitely based on the source. And if the source of this halacha is v'chai behem v'loy shiyom es behem, wouldn't make sense to argue that that is only if the person we come to save is a Shoyim Shabbos. What is a big chiddush to me that these two giants, the Akiva Eiger and the Beis Meir, seem to ignore a Mishnah. Perek Beis Mishnah Sayin of Masechet Machshirim, and this sugya is brought twice in Shas. Ksubis Tesvov Omid Beis and Yumedaf Peidalet. Tinek Shenimtso. Be'ir Shuru Benochrim. machilan oisoi mevele. Im nofel alav agal, matzilem oisoi. Lefi she'en hoilkin, bepikuach nefesh, achar harov. So even though this child definitely wouldn't be Shomer Shabbos, we would tell him outright that he doesn't have to be a Shomer Shabbos, and nevertheless, we're Mechal Shabbos to save him. This proves that because the source is V'chai Ben V'lo Shiyomes Ben, we save a Jew, regardless of whether he will be a Shomer Shabbos or not. So we discussed the Svora based on the Posek in this week's Parsha V'Shomru B'nei Yisur as a Shabbos, Lasois es a Shabbos, V'deiloisam, V'isoilam Chalel Olav Shabbos Achas, K'dei Shiyashmor, Shabbatot Harbe. This week we read Chaytu Egel, one of the most difficult sugyas to understand. Is it possible that Dora Midbar were koyfe beikah and oived avodah zorah? This is so unreasonable and unacceptable. The same generation, the same great generation that witnessed Mamed Har Sinai, that witnessed Yitzias Mitzrayim, how could they forget it all? And Leket Sichas Musa, there's a shmus from Rabbi Isaac Sher, the great Rosh Yeshiva of Slabodka, on the idea he proposes at length is based on Midrash Chazal, that definitely wasn't idol worshipping in the standard sense. They thought that Moshe passed away. Moshe was so great, they were convinced that no mortal, no human being could come in his place. They suggested that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a way, would lead Klal Yisrael through the Egel. They had the Kruvim in Kodesh HaKodeshim. The Gemara says in Bava Basra Tzadik Tes. Bezman she'eis ha'ratzon she'mokom pneim mishalocha, bezman she'eino eis ha'ratzon she'mokom pneim al habayis. The Kruvim were made by people, but they were heavenly. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu throughout these Kruvim indicated and communicated with the people, with the nation. And through the Kruvim, we knew when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry with us and when he's happy with us. In a similar way, the great wise people thought the same would happen with Egel. Medrash Rabbah, this week's parasha, the Medrash explains a posik in Tehillim Kufei. Tavnes Shoroi Chaleisev. According to the interpretation of the Medrash, it's not a tavnis of a shor oichaleisev, but rather a tavnis of a shor oichaleisev. They made this golden calf, and they instilled a nefesh chayo in this golden calf. It actually walked around and ate grass. Their kavana was, this should be some kind of a medium for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to indicate to Klal Yisrael what he wants them to do. So the Beis Halevi asks, so why is it Avodah Zorah? Why are the Kruvim Kodesh Kodeshim and the Egel Chule Chulin? The Beis Halevi explains, the Kruvim are Kodesh Kodeshim because that is what a Kodesh Baruch Hu demanded. The Egel is Chule Chulin because he didn't ask for the Egel. And that makes all the difference. So sometimes there's a thin dividing line between Kodesh Kodeshim and Chulei Chulin, between Kodesh and Chol, between Tahara and Tuma. That is what we learn from the Parsha of the Egel. Rabbi Baruch Frankel, the great sage, in his Sefer Al Torah Margenisa Derav, makes an interesting comment. In this week's Parsha, Lo Yishtacha V'La'il Acher, there's a big reish. In Parshas Veschan and Shemayis Ol Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod, there's a Dalet Rabosi. Why a big Dalet and a big reish? The remark of Rav Baruch Frankel is because it's easy to confuse the Dalet and the Resh. They're almost the same. The bigger the letter is, the more obvious the difference is. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to confuse El Acher with Hashem Echad. And that is why we have a big Dalet and a big Resh. Ubederech Drash, Rav Baruch Frankel says, Koitz v'dardar tatzmiach lecho dardar is the oisiyas Dalet Resh. Koitz v'dardar tatzmiach lecho. The difference between the Dalet and the Resh is a koitz, a little koitz, at the right top side of the Dalet. And when Bnei Yisrael did the Ya'egel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, Lech reid ki shichei samchu reid is once again Dalet and Resh. Baruch Islam at the base, the Gemara says, reid migdulascha. B'derech remez, Baruch Frankel says, reid migdulascha. I magnify the Dalet and the Resh, hoping that Bnei Yisrael will know the difference. But they fell short. It was futile. Reid migdulascha. We might as well use normal letters again. So the difference between emunah shleima v'tohara v'tmima and avodah zarah is not always that obvious. Sometimes it's a very delicate balance. That is the challenge of chet u'egel. Uv'yom pokti uv'kadati, Chazal saying, it's brought by Rashi, in every generation we have some of the poronos, some of the punishment of chet u'egel. My feeling is, in every generation we also have some of the challenges of chet u'egel. It is not always that obvious. Avodah Zorah is not only when you bow and pray to idols. Sometimes it comes in the form of Koich V'yotzi Yodi Yosli Yisachayel Azeh. Sometimes it comes in the form of not really totally believing in Hashgacha Pratis. It is a big challenge. And that is why Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad has a major Dalet and El Acher has a big Resh. Yet also we should always be zoichet to amunah tahora and amunah shleima and amunah tumumah and betochan and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in this chus of amunah and betochan, we should be zoichet Yeshua Hashem. Be as Gold said, Ekem binyan beis hamikdash b'mheirov yomeinu amen.